Outsourcing in a global economy, it's the source of much debate even among the candidates for president. But does either have a strong record on the issue? Joining us live is John Solomon, president and executive editor of the Washington Guardian. And John, President Obama has criticized Mitt Romney for his links to businesses that outsource jobs. But you're finding that some of the president's business advisors have a mixed record on the issue themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. If you remember, about a month ago, we started to see these ads on television accusing Romney of being outsourcer-in-chief. And we've heard the line used at the Democratic convention this week. But what we did is we went back at WashingtonGuardian.com, and we went through all the import records, and we looked at the 26 CEOs who are advising the president himself, President Obama, on jobs creation. What did we find? A lot of them are big Chinese importers. They take, I think, more than 12,000 shipments and about 20 million tons of goods they brought into the country in China in the last year while they're advising the president. And I think what the story shows is, and what we heard from economists and from political consultants, is this shows that the issue of outsourcing is much more complicated to make as a political issue in the fall campaign.
Now, since it's a somewhat indirect connection to the president, John, you think it's going to be a real big problem for the president in his campaign?
I don't think it's going to be a problem. One of the most interesting parts of the story is the fact that one of the people most upset about the Jobs Council and the Chinese imports aren't necessarily Republicans, but unions, who are a big part of the president's reelection campaign. And as you know, this week, the unions are sitting out the Charlotte convention because North Carolina is a right-to-work state, so they want to be there at the convention. There's an uneasiness between President Obama and the unions on job creation issues, and particularly this one, where the president has been listening to CEOs who are big Chinese importers.
And we know these two sides will use any issue to go back and forth over, but isn't this just a fact of the modern global economy that you have to outsource jobs to be competitive?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what economists said, which is, listen, Obama can make these attacks on in his advertisements, and Democrats can do it, and Romney can respond. But the fact of the matter is no president is going to change what's essentially an economic dynamic, which is if there are cheaper goods overseas, companies who have to answer the shareholders are going to go get those goods overseas.
Thanks, John. Good to talk to you.
You too, guys. Have a great day.
You too. John Solomon, president and executive editor of The Washington Guardian.